Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska moms. Lori, that's me. Jennifer.
Hello.
And Juliana.
Hello.
This episode is all about our plans for packing for our trip to Universal Studios and Walt Disney World. We will be going over what we need, how we're going to pack, our plans for staying organized as we switch to different resorts. Before we get into that, though, of course, we're going to start with our Mouska cocktail.
Yes. So for a long flight, you need to have a cocktail to look forward to. And our first night in Orlando will be at Universal's Loews Royal Pacific Resort. And we're all arriving at different times. I know I'll be getting in pretty late. So for the first night, we'll probably stop, or at least the two of you will probably stop at, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but Bula Bar and Grill. Sounds lovely.
Sounds great.
And we all have different tastes, so
we don't have to say it. We just have to drink it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We just have to show up. Mm-hmm. So we all, obviously, our faithful listeners know that we all have different tastes in beverages. So one of us, I'm going to guess this one will be Lori, will have the Witch Doctor, which is vodka, rum, gin, triple sec, Midori, and sour mix. This sounds a lot like that Long Island iced tea plus some other stuff. So that, wow.
That's so basically the Long Island tea the next day will be like the hair of the dog.
Yes. Lori should be in good shape by the time I arrive.
I'll be good.
Seriously. You have fun with that. I'll be your DD.
Wonderful. You can get me back to the room.
Yes, maybe.
For me, I'll stick with the Voodoo Ranger IPA. That sounds perfect. I miss good beer. I miss American beer, let's just say. And then, Jen, I'm not sure which one that I'm looking at will be for you. There's the Ocean Breeze, which is gin, blue curacao, Chambord, which is like a raspberry liqueur, lime juice, and lemonade. That sounds good to me, minus the Chambord.
Yeah, I don't like Chambord at all.
Yeah.
Sweet and like medicine-y.
It tastes like cough syrup. Agreed. Okay. Yeah. So we do agree on something drink wise.
We usually agree more often.
You guys
than
usually
not.
Agree. Yeah. That's see, this true. One doesn't sound, I can, Chambord is not my favorite, but I can deal with it depending on what's mixed with it. So depending on how much they put in, I could do this one.
Well, how are you with gin? Because gin is like a love or hate thing for a lot of people.
I'm fine with gin as long as it's mixed with something.
Okay.
I like all liquors as long, just some of them have to be like highly mixed, where vodka has, I can do like lightly mixed. yeah, but the gin needs, I need a good amount in there. So with the lemonade, the lime juice, the, Chambord, I'd be good with this one.
All right. I think that Jen will be having a Cadillac margarita, which I think most people are pretty familiar with that. That is tequila, Cointreau, sour mix. I'm particular though, like, is this a house-made sour mix? Are we using, you know what I mean? I'm very particular sometimes with these things, but with this,
and I'm not a flavored margarita kind of girl. I like the au naturel with salt on the rocks.
Unless it's an avocado margarita or whatever. It was the Epcot.
Yes. But that's not sickly sweet because you know my thing with sweet drinks.
Well, here you can add strawberry, passion fruit, mango, raspberry, peach, or blood orange juice. I think
orange juice would be that. I might try that one, but
I was just going to say the same. Well, don't margaritas have? No, I guess it's just lime. Don't they have a little orange juice in them too? No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
that one I could handle, but I don't know. I like a classic.
Yeah, I think the blood orange could be tasty. But anyway, so that's what we have to look forward to after traveling. And
we need to hydrate after being on an airplane. It's very important.
It is. So you definitely need to do that with one of these. I don't think that's how that works.
I think so. I'm married to a doctor. He knows.
That's very funny.
He tells me I need to drink. after an airplane ride.
Yes, it kills all the germs. That's my
thought. It does. Oh, that's true.
Alcohol kills germs.
That is true. See? There you go. Yep. Just following doctor's orders. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a lot of news today.
Yes.
Is Juliana there?
Yes, I'm here, but yes. All right, let's go into the news. Let's go into the news. All right, so Tokyo Disney, I guess, is resuming booking the vacation packages starting September 10th. This excites me a lot. I was actually just talking with some people today who have been to Tokyo Disney and people who have been to almost all of the Disneys, and they think it's the best, and it is so on my list. So we're going to have to take a Mouse Moms trip there someday.
I think so too. And I think it's a really good sign for things to come. And, you know, I always like hearing about things opening because it gives you a little bit of that silver lining and that hope that things are coming back to normal, hopefully soon in the world.
I hope so. I hope so. So what else is going on? So the signage for Voyage of the Little Mermaid in Hollywood Studios has been taken down. So this is interesting. What does this mean? Like, is this the end of the Voyage of the Little Mermaid?
So I just saw like an article literally 20 minutes ago that they addressed the sign was taken down, but they didn't, like, Disney did not address anything else. Mm-hmm. I guess that gives you some hope that maybe it's not going away. Maybe they're just updating the sign.
So this would be sad for you if this went away?
You know, I'm indifferent about this one.
Me too.
Well, the three boys, they do like this one. I like it.
I think it's a nice escape into the air conditioning for a while. I think it's short enough that it's not like some of the other shows where you're there forever. It's like just long enough that it's interesting. I think it does need a little bit of a refresh. And if you think about it, like, we have this show there, and then in the Magic Kingdom you have that Little Mermaid ride. Yeah. I don't know if it's overkill. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do, if they're just going to do a refresh or if they're going to take it out and replace it with something else. But
I could see it go personally, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be sad.
I love the grotto and everything in Magic Kingdom, but I don't know. It's for me, it was like we did it one time and now we don't need to. I don't know. It's not something I need to see again. But that's very selfish. A lot of people out there haven't seen it. So for them, I hope it stays.
We'll see, but for now, the sign is down and the show is not running, so.
No. Yeah.
We'll see.
So what else? We've got in Epcot, apparently construction on the Remy ride. I don't know if they're calling it Ratatouille in Epcot. Does anyone know?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's Ratatouille.
That's what it is in Disneyland Paris. So yep. The expansion of the Paris French Pavilion in Epcot is almost finished, and the construction of this ride. And I am beyond excited for this because I feel like I need to share this ride with everyone because it's so adorable. But it is, Jen, a little bit of a simulation. Like it's a moving ride. I wonder if I've not been yet on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was a simulation. I was fine with it.
Okay.
Because it wasn't like a roller coaster simulation, like where you're really being whipped around and the visuals and all that. So Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, it had a couple of things where you're whipped around a little, but I was perfectly fine on it. So I, for one, am so looking forward, not just to the Ratatouille ride, but to that whole area and the new creperie and all the new expansion and you know, upgrades to that area. And if this is open by the time we go, I'm going to be happy.
The pictures
Me too.
The landscape's done.
Yeah.
The trees are done. Everything's done.
But don't you think don't you think they'd have started pressers on it and announcing an opening date by now?
I don't know if they're waiting maybe to announce maybe that they're increasing their park capacity.
Yeah.
And like this is going to be an incentive. I feel like they might be waiting to do something like that because this was supposed to open over the summer. And I think that they were really almost done by the time the parks closed down. So
I would almost see them not necessarily draw out the opening. Because it's going to spike numbers. It's going to spike people going in. I don't know. I could see them be quieter with this one.
Maybe. I mean, you know, so another piece of news is that the parks did hit capacity, the limited capacity, over Labor Day weekend. So for me, I think that's great for Disney. But personally, I'm like, darn, I hope it doesn't stick. And it was just because it was a holiday, because I really would like there to not be crowds when yeah. we go. There reports, and Universal also hit their limited capacity over Labor Day. And, you know, the buzz is that Disney did handle the increased capacity better than Universal. That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, they never announce what capacity is. So
no.
I don't
know. No, that's right.
Those exact numbers. But right. if you look at pictures from this weekend online, it still looks like an empty weekday afternoon in the park. Interesting. So, I mean, not empty. It definitely looks less empty than typical, where, like, you know, for example, if you look at the pictures in Frontierland, you see, like, the whole boulevard is completely empty with, you know, just a couple of
people,
like, pockets of people here and there. It didn't look that empty, but it still looked like a pretty empty weekday, generally.
After Labor Day, in a normal capacity situation, crowds drop pretty dramatically through September.
And I'm not worried about this.
Yeah, and I'm thinking actually that Disney is expecting that because they're decreasing their hours even further. So
yeah.
starting Tuesday, September 8th and through November 21st, I guess is what they're saying at this point. Magic Kingdom is now going from 9 to 6 instead of 7. Epcot from 11 to 7 instead of 9 p.m. Hollywood Studios 10 to 7. It used to be 8. And Animal Kingdom 9 to 5 instead of 8 to 6. So they're cutting off hours on the end of most and on the beginning and in the morning at Animal Kingdom. So that's telling, I guess, about their expectations for capacity, I think.
I think so. I think definitely they look at their park reservation system and see the, you know, the metamorphosis of that
right.
and see like how many annual pass holders are making same day reservations. I was not surprised at all to see that they reached capacity in both of those parks this weekend. Because their park capacity is limited. And let's face it, this is really like the last weekend of summer for everybody mm-hmm. before, you know, I know a lot of schools are already back in session, but Labor Day typically is like the signal of this is your last weekend
right.
of summer.
The unofficial end of summer.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised at all. And we talked last week about Universal doing the same thing. They limited their or they decreased their park hours for Volcano Bay. They're not even open every day anymore. So mm-hmm. I think they're just taking this information and making decisions on it. And
right. I'll be honest, the later times of opening, I'm not that upset about.
I'm not either. I'm not either.
Oh, I don't have to get to Hollywood Studios at 6 a.m.
And I have to say, I hope that it stays in some form for my December trip with my family, because the same thing, like I hate having that pressure of getting to the park at opening when opening is 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm still on vacation, but when you're in a place like Disney, you don't want to feel like you're missing out on anything. So my kids are up and ready. You know how I have to drag their butts out of bed on a weekday to go to school. And in Disney, they're like 5 o'clock. I'm up. Let's go.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I don't know if I were traveling with my kids, I'd want that early opening. Cause otherwise I'd have to deal with my kids bouncing off the wall until we can go to the park. So
yeah, but I feel like if they know that we can't even get in, then maybe they'll be more inclined to sleep late.
I was gonna say, yeah, I with the kids being a little bit younger to the point where they're not like looking at clocks, that type of stuff, and you know, if I was like, oh, it's not waking or it's not opening till later, you guys can sleep in, like if we were up later that night, they would legitimately sleep in.
I don't. Yeah. What kind of magical children do you two have? I can understand teenagers, right? Like my preteen she sleeps in, but never before. Like when my kids were younger, they were crack of dawn children.
Mine too. Mine tended to be no matter what time we went to bed at right. night, they were always still up by 6 the next morning. So
right.
I get it.
Yeah. And then
certainly now they're like, and I think Lily just with this whole we haven't gotten up to go to school in 6 months. Mm-hmm. I think she's just used to sleeping in, and her, you know, the house is quiet because her brothers are all sleeping in. I think that explains her, and teenagers explains the rest of them.
So while you're home still, we can do some Disney Plus news. While you're home, not having to get up early on weekends, you can watch Mandalorian season 2. Will be released on October 30th. Yay. I know that this will make my husband and Jen super, super happy.
Not together.
I mean, we could have a watch party. Mulan is released on Disney Plus, but I don't really like this. You have to do like the premium something, and you have to pay $29.99 to watch Mulan. I get why they did it. I'm sure it was super expensive to produce, and they have to recoup some of the costs. But I'll just wait for December 4th when it's free.
Yeah.
Like you said, I understand why they're doing it. At some point, you know, these movies that were made, they're holding them back, but at some point they got to release them.
And I hear everybody who has seen it has loved it.
Is that right?
I read some reviews that weren't great, but the reviews from the general public and the average Joe that I've seen on Facebook have been really good. I mean, people are really digging it. So I'm excited. I'll definitely watch it in December, but I'm not paying $30 to see it right now.
Me neither. Although I did hear that in France, if you have a Disney Plus account in France, which I don't have a French one, it's free. They can't charge for it here. It's illegal. Yeah.
So you need to find a friend.
I'm not going to out myself on the radio here, but I'm sure I can figure out a way to do it.
Cable from my neighbor.
Not quite.
Be careful, because both the Bobs are listening. So.
Sorry, Bob. That's right.
Bob, that was Juliana.
We're
sorry.
For arts. Jen and Lori are paying. We're good.
I am.
So I'm really excited for this next piece of news, since I'm traveling to Walt Disney World with 2 annual pass holders, that they're announced that starting September 15th, there's a 30% off merchandise discount. Now, is this all merch or just selected merch? Do we know?
We don't know. It literally just released like 2 minutes before we started podcasting.
I am so excited about this.
I am very, very excited about it. They did earlier give us a discount, or give annual pass holders a discount on Shop Disney.
And that was for everything. That like came right off the top of my purchase.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this is everything. Because remember when we did the Disneyland Paris recap, when I went back after it opened, and they had to get rid of merch because they weren't selling for months and months and months. And
a lot of this merch that's still in the stores, although I don't know so much anymore, but you have to remember that they really only got in like 2.5 weeks worth of Flower and Garden before they had to close. So I think a lot of the Flower and Garden stuff is out there. But the cool news, and I don't know if we'll be able to do the same thing in person in Disney, but on Shop Disney, when this discount came out, I was able to stack the discounts and use this and pay with my Disney Visa and get that discount also.
Yes, that's fantastic.
So it's no joke. And I was already saying to you guys, like, half of my suitcase is stuff for you, like stuff that we've gathered from loyal listeners and like stuff we've been purchasing on our own and everything. So I'm going to have lots of room in my suitcase for the way home. So I know Mark is listening to this right now, and I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, that's why I'm quiet right now.
So speaking of swag that you can bring back, let's talk Halloween. So the parks are already decorated for fall, which I always love. They look great. It's nostalgic for me too, because the first time I took my kids was mid-September and it was already decorated. So like, it just brings me back. I love it. And the new treats are out, which for me, they all seem like sweet treats, and except for the Monster Mash burger. So like, I personally, like, you all know, that doesn't do it for me.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a lot of pumpkin.
Yeah, but there's this Madame Leota sipper that apparently is fantastic and everybody has to have. So
we'll I have to have it.
Make sure that Jen gets one of those. So is it her head? Like, what is it?
It looks like a floating head.
It looks like the Madame Leota magic crystal ball thing from the ride.
That's pretty cool.
And her head is like floating in there, and it's a sipper. I don't know what is in the sipper, but I really don't care. Excuse me. I'll even drink it if it's pumpkin. But it is so, so cute. So
but I have to be practical for a minute. What are you going to do with this when you're done sipping at Disney?
Like, I'm going to just display it in my office because adorable. Okay. I think I want to say it even lights up. I might be making that up.
I think you're right. Okay. I think it does.
How do you not get it? Like, I don't usually get all excited about the popcorn buckets and the sippers and everything, but this one really caught my eye, and I think I need it.
I would say it. I'm not haunted. I love Haunted Mansion, but I'm not a massive fan of Haunted Mansion. But I still thought this was super cute.
So cute.
I really did. So it's, I think there's some. I got one popcorn container of the Christmas tree with Mickey, you know, that my kids absolutely love.
You guys
love.
Are talking me into needing one of these. Because I do have a thing for Madame Leota, mostly because her voice is the same as Maleficent's in the original Sleeping Beauty, which, you know, I'm a sucker for Maleficent. So. So also on the Halloween front, adults are allowed to wear costumes. So previously adults could wear costumes to the Halloween parties, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. But since that is not happening this year, I guess now adults can just wear costumes during the Halloween season to the park. Of course, no masks except your face mask, but no costume mask, no nothing that conceals your identity, I guess, is really what they're going for.
Yes.
So that begs the question.
Yes.
Are we dressing up?
Oh, no.
Okay, Lori, I'm totally with you. No.
You guys are party poopers. I think we should leave it to the listeners and you guys should vote on it.
That's a good idea. But I love Halloween, but I just don't – like I'll do like a subtle nod, wear orange and black. I'll put on like a light up necklace, but I don't wear a costume generally.
My kids are too young, so we were doing family costumes this year. They informed me that they all want to be their own thing, but they still want us to dress up. So I will do it for them, kind of, not like full costume, but like maybe a cute hat, do a themed shirt, and call it a day.
No, I always go as a Halloweeny, and I just sport my like Halloween spirit wear, and that's as much as you get out of me. Like I'm not a Disney bounder. I'm not. I know. Well, what
is the one day a year that you have permission to just be stupid and silly and creative? And but what better place to do that than in the Magic Kingdom?
All right. So are we leaving this up to the listeners?
I think we should leave it up to the listeners.
Okay, fine. So listeners, leave us the info on our Facebook page. Yes or no. We'll put a survey out there. Yes or no. Should we dress up? But then you have to tell us as what?
Yeah.
Well, then if they win and we get to dress up, then we'll put another one out there and maybe we'll do a podcast episode about that and we'll hash it out.
Okay. All right. Oh God. Okay.
She's already so excited.
Yeah. So moving on to the next holiday, let's talk the winter holidays and Christmas. So Mickey's very Merry Christmas Party is not happening. The Candlelight Processional at Epcot is not happening, but that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be cool things happening. Of course, the decorations will still be there and they're amazing. They'll have unique holiday treats and characters dressed in holiday attire. They'll have, you know, there won't be the same character meetings as, you know, that's going to continue where character meetings are distanced, but they're going to have those cavalcades that randomly go down, you know, Main Street, and those will be holidayized. Of course, there's always the Christmas tree walk at Disney Springs and the projections.
It sounds
on
like that's going to be a little different though this year. It sounds like they're going to be like scattered and not in one location.
That makes
probably
sense
to avoid
the crowds,
congestion and stuff in those areas.
That does make sense. But I'm while some of these like Hallmark things are not going to be happening, like the Christmas party and the beloved Candlelight Processional, Disney's going to make it magical and holiday and festive regardless.
Yeah, they said Santa's still making an appearance and Santa Goofy is going to be around. They're still going to do like a merry, I forget what they call it, at Hollywood and Vine over there. Yeah.
Where yes.
With where Minnie and them.
Minnie's going to have Minnie, a meal there.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're still going to do the International Festival of the Holidays over at Epcot with all those good food booths, which I love. So that's good news.
People are pretty upset about the party. I mean, honestly, the Christmas party was canceled, or the Halloween party was canceled. You knew this one was coming.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, in this year, I will take what I can get.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of people I'm seeing are really upset about the castle lights being different. They're not going to have those twinkle lights that look like icicles on there where Elsa goes and kind of freezes the castle. But they're having some new like projection show on there, which I think is probably their answer to fireworks.
Because right.
Fireworks are going to still remain canceled. And I think this is a good – I mean, it sounds like it's a good – compromise. I don't know.
Right.
I love the lights. I get the point with the fireworks. I don't fully understand this move by them. Just
right. Like are they going to be ongoing projections so that people yeah. aren't gathered?
Yeah, because, they're going to yeah. keep switching. So I saw like they'll do like a Christmas tree sweater and a present.
Yeah. They'll be kind of like on the Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios. That's okay. That's always an ongoing projection show on there.
So not like the projection show during Happily Ever After, but where it's part of a specific right. show, but just sort of yeah. an ongoing.
And what'll be interesting too is they shorten the hours to 6 p.m., which doesn't yeah. give you a whole lot of nighttime, yet they're saying they're going to do these projections, so it makes me wonder whether or not they're going to extend that out at that time.
I bet they are. Plus, you also have to remember that by the time this stuff is starting to happen, it'll be getting darker earlier.
I think that'll buy some time. Pretty early for Magic Kingdom. Even if
I think so too.
Dark at like 5:15, you'd only have like 40 minutes.
It doesn't get dark at 5:15 in Florida.
No.
Yeah.
But so. I think they're also, you know, projecting that, you know, they shortened the park hours for September because September is usually slow. And then yeah. October is going to be slower than normal because you're taking away the not so scary stuff. So maybe when the parks traditionally are getting bigger or the crowds are getting larger, then they're going to stay open. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
And we will see.
Yeah, we will see. So my favorite piece of news today is that new research or ongoing research shows that the simple act of planning a vacation can boost happiness levels. And that is what we are holding on to. This planning our trip has been keeping us from jumping off the edge here. So we're totally living proof. So let's get into it. So today, the topic, so we covered a lot of news because we left the news out last week, but today we're going to continue planning our trip by talking about, like Lori said, what we're packing.
Yay.
Yay. Take it away, Jen.
So this is a hard trip to pack for, I guess, in a sense. I guess it's a little easier for me because I'm not packing for four kids and two adults. But we're packing for two totally different, three different resorts, right? Because we're going to be at the one in Universal and then we're going to be at two resorts in Disney. So I'm thinking I'm going to be, as much as I'm joking about leaving room in there for souvenirs, I think I'm going to be trying to pack a little lighter than normal because we are going to be responsible for getting our luggage and bringing it ourselves over to Universal.
Yep.
And then bringing our luggage from Universal over to Disney. Disney will move our luggage for us between the two resorts when we're doing our split stay, which I don't know if we've even talked about that fact and whether or not we're going to have them do that.
No, we haven't. So I guess we could talk about it a little bit. So Disney has a service when you're doing a split stay where you – in the morning, if you need to check out of that room hotel number one. You tell them that you're moving to this hotel. You bring your bags down and they will deliver your bags to your new room at your new resort. So if you're heading off to the park that day, they will take care of all of that, which is an awesome feature, especially when you're doing the split stays. So
usually, like, to add into that, usually when the luggage service for the Magical Express is working, usually they tell you to expect your luggage in 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's different with this split stay resort to resort luggage delivery service. It could literally take all day. When I used this feature my last trip, we brought our luggage down to Bell Services by 9 a.m. and by 5 p.m. we still didn't have our luggage.
Oh.
So that is an issue if you, like, for that evening, we actually were on a trip without our kids and we were going to Citricose for dinner. And so we wanted to get out of our park clothes and dress a little bit nicer for dinner. And we cut it real close. So that's something to think about also. It's a great perk. And if you don't care and you're not, you know, or you can pack what you might need that day in a backpack, then totally use it. But it might be just easier for us to Uber from Caribbean Beach to the Contemporary with
it
our stuff.
It might be. And I know that they've modified the delivery service too for luggage. And I can't seem to find the exact wording about resort to resort because I know they won't.
So they might not do it anyway.
Yeah, they might not do it now. So I guess we will find out. I've done a split stay on my luggage. We were gone from the parks. We left at like 8 a.m. We came back at 5 and all our luggage was inside a room. Everything was wonderful. So I've had good experience with it, but it doesn't look
good. You just never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. So I guess that's something to keep in mind in general. And then particularly in this time of COVID, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But when do you guys usually start packing? Have you started packing already? We have about 3.5 weeks out. So
I like
I'm not
Juliana
that
starts packing.
Like, have we met? No, I'll be packing like midnight the night before.
See, usually with my family and the kids, I start a week before and I start making piles of clothes because basically right from the dryer, I take clothes out, fold it, and put it aside because I'm doing laundry every
Honestly,
day.
Honestly, I do that for a Disney trip because,
It's
like,
just an adult trip. I don't know. I'll probably, realistically, I'm OCD when it comes to packing. So I will probably start like 4 or 5 days before.
I hate packing so much. Like I said, it's going to be midnight. Although I will say that, again, the first time I took my kids to Disney, they were little, so I could get away with, like, I had matching out. My mom made matching outfits for them, like pillowcase dresses with, like, Elsa and Anna on them. I mean, it was ridiculous. I went nuts for that. So let's say I started packing for that 8 weeks in advance. But that was a total anomaly. That does not happen.
Yeah, I'll probably start the week before just because between getting my stuff packed and then getting, like, my kids organized to stay home without me, and to just make it easy for Mark and my mom who are going to be watching them and stuff, I'll probably have to flip-flop between all of us. Even though I'm not packing for them, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still organizing and
You're
taking
still
stuff
organizing.
Out.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. That could go both ways. That could either mean that I'm going to pack for myself a week ahead of time, or I'm going to be focusing so much on getting their stuff organized and ready that I'm up until midnight packing for myself the night before. But that might not be good. I don't function well when I'm cranky, so I don't want to be cranky for you guys.
I know. I have to spend the majority of the day with you the first day, so please don't be cranky.
Once I'm there, I won't be cranky.
I'm pretty OCD. I love packing. Packing, I love it. It makes me happy. Unpacking, those bags will sit there for a week and a half. I won't touch them.
I'm the opposite. Oh my gosh. No. Yeah. I get home and I unpack like immediately. No.
Especially when I'm traveling to warm places and it's cold here because I don't need those clothes.
Right. I'm with you.
A week and a half, 2 weeks.
I do the same.
No, I can't. In fact, when I pack up leaving a trip, I pack like all the dirty clothes in one so that I can easily just put them all in the hamper as soon as I get home. And then whatever's left that's clean gets put away, and there's usually not much left that's clean. But yeah, no, I am. And let's talk unpacking when you're there. When you go, do you live out of your suitcase or do you unpack?
Oh, no, I need to unpack.
Me too.
Unpack too.
Me too.
It drives my husband crazy.
No, I can't stand it. If it's more than one night.
But I have to say, like, I've never done a split stay this split before where we're really literally only spending about 2 to 3 nights in each place. So this one will be interesting because I don't know if I want to spend so much time packing and unpacking and packing and unpacking. So I don't know.
Do you ever use those packing cubes?
I was just going to say the OCD of myself, that's exactly what you should be using is packing cubes. So you can put each resort in each cube, and it's wonderful.
That might be a good idea. So I bought these packing cubes, but I don't find that they actually save space in a suitcase. I find it much more space economical, if that's a term, to lay everything flat and do it that way. But maybe
are they supposed to save space, or are they supposed to keep you organized? Like, what's the purpose of a packing cube? Because I've heard about them forever.
I think it's both. So, like, I've used them where it really compacts, especially like guys and boys t-shirts. It'll like compact them right down. And that will save a little bit of space, but it's me like jamming stuff in there.
Will you put a link on our page of the ones that you use? Because yes. Now I'm really curious.
Yeah. I've only ever used them. Really? I've only ever used them for bathing suits because they like, but actually I'm even lying. I use them to keep my bathing suits in my drawer. When I pack, I stuff my bathing suits in the bottom and like the, you know, the ridges. So. But anyway, I think this is a good use for them to be like, okay, this is going to be my first hotel's unpacking, and this is going to be my second. Yeah,
That is a good idea.
Oh, it's
so so like, what about ordering? So besides for the packing cubes, which I'm really curious about now, have you guys ordered things ahead of time for this trip? I know we've ordered a bunch of masks that we're going to be showcasing on the trip, because why not? And we have some ears, right?
Yeah.
And I have shirts for you guys. I have our Splash Mountain shirts that one of our listeners got for us while he was there.
So I got a Mouska Mom's mask that I made. So I have that one. I have another mask. And then I actually bought a 5-pack of plain white masks from Amazon.
Oh.
And I think I might actually do some silhouette cutting and put some things on them.
Fancy.
I know. They were pretty cheap on Amazon. They were like $12 for 5 of them, and they were like the white cotton ones. So I figured they'd be kind of light. So I might put some. My Harry Potter items are lacking right now.
Well, we do have. Juliana got us some Harry Potter Disney hybrid masks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yes, have they're that. Super cute. And then we have those Together Again masks, and we have our Mouska Moms masks.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have ears for you.
I haven't
Harry Potter shirts.
I haven't ordered anything except for the masks you just mentioned. So I got to get on it.
Well, you did pick up ears in Disneyland Paris, though. Are you bringing them?
I did. But I don't have anything like t-shirts for all of us or anything.
Are you wearing ears every day?
What are you wearing?
Not in Universal. What are you wearing?
You know, I don't know if I'm not sure about the ear situation.
I was going to say, I bring ears every day, whether or not I wear them for the entire day. Sometimes I just throw them in my backpack.
I like having them for the photo ops.
Yes.
They do wind up hurting behind my ears after a while, but I think I might pack. I have a ton of Halloween ears. I might pack 3 so that we can each have some, unless you guys have some.
I have one pair of Halloween ears.
Okay. I don't. I'll bring one for me and Juliana.
Yeah. Some of my favorite ears are in storage. My favorite park bag is in storage. I absolutely love it. I have to post it on the page. It looks like Mickey's pants. It's awesome. And The bottom part is a cooler. It's fantastic.
I would say I have my Dole Whip backpack that will be coming.
That's cute.
Because it is my favorite.
I have a Dumbo backpack. It's just a regular backpack, but with Dumbo all over it. It's cute.
Well, I'm just going to end up with like a regular purse. I'm going to be the one who doesn't have to stop going through security because I'm not going to bring a bag.
Yeah. See, and I was debating it, but First of all, we're going to be videotaping a lot, and I have what I need for that. Yeah. So I'm going to have to bring a backpack anyway.
Yeah,
and then, and then I do like to have my ears, which doesn't fit in just across.
I was going to say ears and then water. And like now with COVID too, like anything I bring, I want to make sure it's like safely put in a bag.
Yeah, that's all true.
So then, how is COVID changing your packing? Definitely the masks.
It's
definitely
the mask thing. I'll be honest. I finally found some Lysol wipes, a little like to-go package. And I've been – we're only allowed to buy one every time you go. So I've gone three times now. So I have three of those.
Oh, my God. I haven't found anything.
I have some wipes. I'll bring them.
I have a little tiny package of laundry detergent. Oh. So I'm going to bring that, and I figure every day or couple of days, I'm just going to do
wash some
masks in the sink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to bring enough to be able to change my mask out several times a day because I feel like it's going to be still hot. It's going to be, you know, it's 3.5 weeks from now. The weather is not going to change that much in 3.5 weeks, and it's still hot there.
Did you hear about Colorado this week, though?
I know. They got snow.
It went from 95 yesterday to snowing today. I think that's how it was. Yeah,
I'm still not buying it. I still think we're going to be hot.
I know. It's not right. Colorado and Florida are very different climates.
I was going to say, my plan is to just grab all the masks I have in this house.
And just be able to wash them a couple times during the week.
And I'm with you. And then I read somewhere that people are putting the masks in Ziploc bags too. So like after they're washed, they stay sanitized inside bags. And then you have a dirty bag to put the dirty one in there.
Yeah. So you have to be careful with putting your masks in a Ziploc bag because we're not going to have a dryer. And if they're not, I made this mistake and my kids were like, why does my mask smell musty? Because I guess they weren't completely dry even though I put them in the dryer. And then I put them in Ziploc bags for the first day of school so they could have a mask and a spare in their backpacks. And apparently the spare in the backpack was not dry all the way and it got icky.
I would be more concerned of having a Ziploc bag in my backpack to put my dirty masks in. Like, I feel like having the clean masks just loose in there is not really a big deal, but I would want to keep them separated from the dirty masks.
Yeah.
So, just so you can keep them separated? Is that what you mean?
So that I can keep them separated until I get back to the hotel and put them in my laundry pile to wash every couple of days or whatever it's going to be.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I mean, I have to wear a mask every time I leave my house, and I'm not that particular about them, but I'm impressed for sure with that, with your plan.
I have to wear a mask every time I leave my house too, outside and inside.
Yeah.
I'm not outside or inside for hours and hours and hours at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I have been, but still. Yeah, I get it.
And I feel like it's going to be hot and we're going to be walking.
It is going to be hot.
And I'm going to be sweating in these. Ew.
Yeah, it is going to be hot. You're right. No, you're right. It is going to be hot and sweaty and like your lips sweat. Today, my eyelids were sweating.
Ew. Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
So
I also stocked up on little prepackaged individual things of antibacterial hand wipes.
There we go.
And then, of course, the little bottles of the antibacterial or whatever it is.
All right. This is not boosting my mood, this COVID packing talk. Can we
buy the fun stuff? To be fair, I pack that stuff anyway. Especially because Lily is still like, she touches everything and it grosses me out. So when we get, like, when we go to lunch at a quick service or whatever, I like to just wipe down the table.
Yeah.
And I wipe down their hands so that, you know, I feel like I'm doing that.
Yeah.
That's not a new thing for me. That's just something that I do. The mask, that's totally new.
Yeah. I was going to say the Lysol wipes and the sanitizer, I have that with me anyways. before COVID because they lick and touch everything.
Agreed, agreed. And I wipe down like the light switches in the hotel room and the remote control skeeves me out so much. And for whatever reason, my kids think an actual telephone is a toy. So I wipe that down too. But anyway, none of this is fun.
No. So let's talk clothes. What kind of things are you guys thinking you're wearing? Are we going real casual? Are you guys bringing stuff for like at night? What should we pack? And bathing suits. Obviously, we're bringing bathing suits for Volcano Bay, but do you think that we're going to check out the pools at the resort?
I mean, if the park is closing at 6 or whatever, then yeah, I think we're going to have time in the evenings to sort of chill. Whether I mean, I don't know if I'll go in the pool or whatever, but it's good to have a couple.
I think so, too. And I think, again, I think the modified park hours make me more happy than sad because it forces us to leave and to do some of the other things that we always talk about doing, but we never do because we're in the parks from,
I was going to say, it's
rope drop to close.
It's the FOMO. So when the parks open, I can't leave. I can't do it. So when they're closed, I have no choice. It's, you have to leave. You have to go do something else.
What do you think, are you guys going to change like after we're in the parks? Do you think you're going to change into something else for dinner and stuff?
Sometimes I bring a second clothes like at night, especially when you're in the parks and you're usually in like I'm in jean shorts and a t-shirt
and sweaty and
they're gross and I want them off. So I might bring a few, I guess you would call them nighttime attire, non-park outfits.
Now, is that going to be fancy? Like, are we doing fancy? I think we should dress nice for our California girl.
Yes, I do agree. I do agree with that. That would be fun. So usually at the parks, I just do like a cute Disney, you know, t-shirt and shorts. I geek out. I like wear matching belts and stuff. And I always do like, if I'm not wearing Mickey on my shirt, I always do some sort of like subtle nod, like a necklace or earrings or, you know, whatever. But this time, since none of my shorts fit anymore, honest to God, it's crazy. I'm not even kidding. They don't fit at all. So I think it's going to be sundresses for me. And that might be a concern to a lot of ladies. Like, how can you wear a dress on a ride? It is chafy. But what am I going to do? I don't have any clothes that fit. But they're easy. I have done, you know, like t-shirt dresses and stuff at the parks in the past. And I will tell you, rest assured that you're not showing everybody your parts because the rides are all pretty easy to get in and out of. You don't have to really worry. And anytime these days that I don't have to have a waistband is good.
I like where this conversation is going. Interesting. Then I feel like you're going to be fancy and I'm going to be sitting there in my Hocus Pocus t-shirt and jean shorts.
I won't be fancy, but I saw the cutest. I think I sent you guys a picture. It's a halter dress. I'll wear it to dinner. I won't wear it to the parks. A halter dress with a Shere Khan all over it.
No, you didn't show us.
But like you have to, I'm going to send it to you. But you have to like really look to see that it's Shere Khan. Anyway, it's so cool. It's so cool.
No halter dresses at the park.
I'm
like t-shirt, jean shorts, and Minnie Mouse New Balance running shoes. So
yeah. So shoes. What do you guys usually wear in the?
So I'm anti flip flops.
I am pro flip flops.
Really? Don't you feel like your feet just get filthy?
They do. They do. But I shower.
I just hate that feeling.
I hate my feet being sweaty all day, but I think I'm old. And
I also don't like sneakers. You're right. No, I don't like sneakers either because
I love them.
So what do you wear?
Every day.
What do I wear? I think I wear like Chacos, which I know are not that different from flip-flops, but they are. And or like a comfortable sandal or like a Toms kind of shoe.
I love my Toms in the parks.
Yeah, that's good. And I think I need to get some Disney Toms.
I have, I got a pair. They're like the Cinderella ones.
Oh.
I will say though, they have like the see-through kind of material that are like sparkly Cinderella, like glass slipper looking ones.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic.
They're not comfortable though. The material that they made them out of is not the normal Tom.
It doesn't sound comfortable.
Yeah,
it sounds
it's not
like plastic, rubby,
and really sweaty, angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the only ones I've ever worn, and those hurt. I've worn some sandals to the parks, dependent. But yeah, I'm usually I switch between Nikes, but now that I have my Minnie Mouse New Balances, that's literally all I wear.
Oh, those sound really cute. I've seen those online.
I love them.
What are they? Minnie Mouse New Balances?
Yeah, sneakers. They're
New Balance like sneakers that are Minnie Mouse. Like
they're polka dotty,
polka dotted, and they have a Minnie Mouse bow on the bottom.
So
of
cute! Like, all
right, so which one of you can I ship all my new shoes to? To bring to me,
ship them to me. She's got enough.
Yeah,
that way Eric won't know when I come back with a ton of souvenirs.
I left with exactly what I came with.
Right.
Oh, the other thing that I have for you guys that I forgot in my stash, I have everybody's magic bands because they came to me.
So excited for this magic band.
Yeah. So okay, Lori, you already have your, I have mine too, but I couldn't resist. So Lori just had, you ordered just a plain red one, and Juliana, yours is Marie, right?
From the Aristocats. Yes.
Super cute.
So excited.
And then I ordered one. It's like a light blue color and it has a gold Mickey on it and fireworks. It's so cute.
It is cute. Excited.
That one's really cute. I might buy that one when we're there.
I almost got that one because I had to get one this time because all my other ones are in storage, but I'm super excited for my new one.
I say I have the White Castle one that's probably similar to Jen's.
I just pictured a White Castle burger.
Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious.
That's really
weird. I have that one too. I might bring a couple and see what my mood is.
Oh, I'm going to be jealous. But that's a whole separate podcast.
That's a
magic
whole separate
band.
Podcast.
Oh, we started talking about park bags. So you have a Dumbo bag.
I do. I have a Dumbo bag and let's see, what do I put in my Dumbo bag? I have all my video equipment. You're going to make fun of me when you see me.
Probably.
But whatever, we'll have great footage and then you won't be making fun of me anymore. So I have that in there. I'll keep my pair of ears in there. I don't usually take more than one to the park per day, but we'll see. And then sometimes I have water and I usually take stuff, like I have a big wallet at home and I usually downsize for my trips. And then I have like this cute little Vera Bradley Minnie Mouse little tiny wallet that I keep. And I just have my license in there. I usually have my annual pass, my DVC thing so I can get, you know, discounts, and then my Disney Visa. That's all you need.
Yeah.
So like as far as the wallet goes, I just use my magic band for everything and I don't have an annual pass. But so in my bag, you know, there's almost always water because I hate to be caught without water, even though you can easily get water at the parks. Why bother stopping? If it's hot out, I like those cooling towels.
Yeah.
Yes. Those are nice too. I also have a little tiny battery operated fan.
Oh, so back to fans and water bottles. We talked about this before. Please don't show up with one of those misting fans that you can also drink out of because I do not want you spraying your saliva on me.
The kids have them.
Yeah,
is there anything, Lori, that prevents the backwash from being sprayed in your neighbor's face?
This is going to make me gag.
I was going to say, the ones my kids have, though, it's not like a water bottle for them to drink. It's the Disney one that's legitimately just a fake.
But that just misses.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's different.
But they have these combo ones, and I think one of our listeners posted them after we talked about them last time on our Facebook page, that you drink out of it and it's the same water to spray. And I think those should be banned.
Well, they probably disgusting. Are now because
I hope so. If someone shows up with one of those, I will not be afraid to get all golden. Like, that is disgusting.
I just have a fan. It's not a mister. It's not a sipper. It's a fan, and it's teeny tiny, and you can actually even hook it onto the backpack. So I'm telling you, I'm convinced it's going to be super hot when we're there.
So here's my question with the water bottles. Typically, I bring a reusable, like, water container and fill it up. But now the water fountains are not open.
They're not, but you can go to any quick service place and ask for a cup. They won't fill your water bottle, but they'll give you a cup of ice water.
And then you have to fill that in there. So then
you do that all the time.
Yeah. And then so I guess that's what that part got a little more complicated, because I always brought my own and I would just fill it up at all the water fountains. So that one's going to be a little bit more.
No, I think it's fine. And this way it's ice too.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Or just drink alcohol.
Well, there's that one too.
That's true too. We need to keep hydrated.
Yes. So I also, rain ponchos, right? So I love when it rains at Disney. Yeah. I love when it rains at Disney because everybody leaves.
Everybody clears out.
If you stick it out, you've got, before people start filing back in, you've got the park to yourself. And you can, you know, if you get caught in the rain, you can buy them there for $8 million and that's fine. They're usually hot, a decent quality, and you can use them over. Or just get your little bottom to the dollar store. And they're usually on like a little clip rack right by the register, and they're $1 a piece. Just pack 6 of those in your bag and take one a day with you.
I have one that I bought. It was not at the dollar store, so it was a little bit more expensive, but not that much. And I got it from Target, but it comes in this little baggie that you can refold it and stuff it in the bag and then hook it in your backpack. So I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't deal with the rain ponchos. They make me hot, and they keep all the heat in. Yes. And I would rather just get wet.
You can do that.
I will deal with the rain. I will pretend I'm on a water ride.
Yeah, and honestly.
Speaking of that, I also like to carry a Ziploc bag to put my phone in. Or if we go on a water ride. I know they used to give out the Ziploc ones on Splash Mountain. I don't know if that's changed with COVID, but I'm just going to bring one just in case.
Yeah.
And then speaking of phone, the battery, the rechargeable battery thing.
Did you hear, by the way, your fuel rods, they're charging for exchanges now?
I thought that was a rumor that was disproved.
I just read it somewhere. I'll have to check if it's official. But
I guess we'll see, because I have one of those fuel rods. Well, I love it.
What I read was, if you purchased your fuel rod, I want to say before a certain year, there should be some sort of number on the back of it that you can use. I'm giving news and I don't know the details, but old fuel rods, are there some way to prove that you can be grandfathered into the free exchange?
You're right. I think that's what I read too, but I want to say that mine might be. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I'm going to bring several just in case.
Yeah, I usually have 2 or 3 because I always forget to charge at some point.
Which was so cool about the fuel rods, because it didn't matter because you could just exchange it.
Them. Yep.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure that out, because I'm at the point where I'm due for a new phone. My battery doesn't even last a day. And now I think my charging pack is also due for an exchange. So I'm going to have to figure that out in the next couple of weeks. I also like to bring my gimbal for this. The video stabilizer for your phone. I don't do it on like a family trip, but for something like this where we're going to want to do videos for our listeners and for our Facebook page, I'll bring it to get
That's what I have for mine also, for all the YouTube stuff that we're going to do and all that kind of stuff. Cause it does make the quality of your footage so much better. Cause there's nothing worse than looking at somebody's video and they're like bouncing all over the place and you get dizzy. You know, my feeling about watching things and getting dizzy and nauseous from them. So yeah, I want to practice what I preach here. I'm excited to start getting ready.
For a trip without my kids, it'll probably be pretty light, you know?
I think so. And I
a trip without kids in general right now.
Kids. Remember when you used to just put a towel in a bag and throw on your bathing suit and go to the beach? That's what this is going to feel like.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm excited to see, like, I don't think adding Universal to the mix is going to change how I pack much, except that I definitely got a couple of Harry Potter items to add to my collection, which I'm excited to debut there. But yeah, I think we're good. Are we ready for a Mouska tip other than Juliana's very helpful stay hydrated?
So our Mouska tip of the day. So I said before, I'm a little OCD when it comes to packing. I have three young boys, so I figured out this is more for family packing. That we talked about the cubes. I still use the packing cubes, but I go one step further. And I literally take each day's worth for kids' clothes. So if we're going to Animal Kingdom that day, I will pick out outfits, including their underwear and socks, and put them in individual gallon baggies. So when we're at the resort, if it's Animal Kingdom day, I literally take a baggie out that says Animal Kingdom, and whether it says Lucas or Logan or Blake, and I will throw the gallon baggies at the children. That's about all the patience I have to get us out the door. But it works out wonderfully, because even my husband, when I'm like, oh, it's Animal Kingdom, go get this shirt, and that matches those, he doesn't know. So I even put his stuff in a gallon baggie. Here's your Animal Kingdom day. Enjoy. So I think it really stays organized, especially when you got multiple kids. You know, I have little baggies, especially for the little ones where it's extra clothes. And I just keep that baggie inside my backpack.
I do the same. I do for Lily. I obviously don't do it for my teenagers, because that would be really extreme.
Yeah. So I go as far as taking the gallon baggies, then putting them into the packing cubes. And the packing cubes, if we're doing split stays, they will be organized that. So it is complete OCD. I will say I am a complete mess when it comes to repacking stuff to go home. I just shove everything in a suitcase. Mm-hmm. It's all out of their baggies. There are no packing cubes anymore. There is no organizing. It's just thrown in. But it will help in the morning, especially when Disney was opening up early and you had those 6:30 wake up calls with the kids. So that is the Mouska tip for anybody else that is OCD with packing.
All right. Well, you know what else? I just want to really quickly mention, this should be a no-brainer, but sunscreen. We didn't mention sunscreen.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Please bring sunscreen. And also, you can also get these at the dollar store. I love a pop-up hamper when I travel.
Amen.
Okay, I thought you guys were going to laugh at me, but
I do it too.
You can hear it.
I thought so. But yeah, probably not for a trip like this where we'll be changing so often. But when I'm with my family, like, it's all got to stay. Oh, and an over the door shower, like an over the shoe organizer. Those are fantastic. Put it on the back of the closet door, and you can put like your wallet in a pocket, and you can put your magic bands in a pocket. So like everything you need is hanging on the back of the door, as opposed to all over the dresser or whatever space there is. When you're all staying in, yeah, it's great. Cause when you're all staying in one hotel room, things just get everywhere, and it makes me twitch. It does.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
I feel like I'm going to be making her twitch all week.
Now, I've roomed with you before. It's fine.
That's true. Oh, you did. That's
Right. Lori, on the other hand, I don't know.
Haven't roomed with me yet.
It's okay. It's okay, because you're not my children, so I don't care.
I'm so excited to see you guys. Yay.
So hopefully we've remembered everything. If any of you out there can think of anything that you recommend for us to bring or think that we should have on our list, please be sure to let us know on our Facebook page. I think that's it for this Mouska packing episode. So stay tuned next week for next week's episode. We're going to discuss everything about magic bands. We touched on that today, and we love our magic bands. So we're going to talk about the changes in the magic band process and everything you can do with your magic band and everything you ever wanted to know about magic bands.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are Disney vacation planners. Visit our Facebook page, Mouska Moms Podcast, for daily information or to book your magical vacation. These Disney moms are signing off. And remember,
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.